never get enough of this.
The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Talking a little bit about buying things. Are you a buyer? Do you go out and just buy things for the sake of that they're there and they're on special? Or do you have to pitch things? I'm at the stage in my marriage and life and where every new item that gets added to the O'Connor house needs to be pitched. Right? I have to pitch them. I have to pitch the reason why. I've got to talk a little bit about what it does. I've got to try and sell it. So I've got to become a salesperson for the item on which I want to buy, right, to bring it into the house. I've got to convince Karen and the family. My girls are okay. They're like, Dad, okay, cool, if you want it, done. They're 8 and 9. Wat wird der Mol von Kost? And don't ever say this. Let me anybody who wants to buy something and add it, the one thing you don't tell your partner, and I know you're tempted to, is, it's my money, I'll buy what I want. No. I'm just giving you the red flag, the red offsides. If you want to go sit in the sin bin for a long time, the relationship sin bin, it's a terrible place to be. Don't pull the, I saved my money, I'm going to buy what I want card. Not going
to
help.
My girlfriend can go do a shopping and they can do whatever they need to do. Just leave me in a hardware store. I'm a very simple man and I'll be in there for days on end. And she must make sure she keeps my wallet as well because I like to out of plywood that I don't need.
Isn't everything in a hardware store just amazing? Even guys that, like myself, they don't even do any kind of DIY. I'm still mesmerized by everything. It's like I'm in a toy store.
And that's the funny thing, I don't do any DIY.
I love that, Lorenzo.
We usually, when we go to the shops, we have an argument for about half an hour about every product we buy. This day, we were standing in front of the face wash and we were arguing. And then this man came to my boyfriend and he's like, do you work? And he's like, yeah, I have a job. What's it up? And he shakes his hand and he puts a stack of cash in his hand. He's like, please buy her groceries. He's like, I can see you guys are struggling. And I was like, wait, what's happening?
No
way. I want to buy your groceries for you. And I said, no, there's no need for that. He's like, no, I can see you guys are struggling. But no, sir, you don't understand. This is just, you're indecisive. Because we don't know what we want. It's just like we can't say it. Please take this money and help someone else.
About the best sales pitches ever. Talk about the people that don't need them. You know, there's always one person that'll be, okay, just do it. Or the person that's told. I'm often the person that's told what we need. Karen says, we need this, we need it.
Yeah.
Done.
No questions asked.
I never give. And sometimes she does try and sales pitch me, and I'm like, you don't have to pitch it. You're even going into the honey mode. You don't have to.
But does that apply for like clothes and shoes and stuff as
anything.
Well?
Anything.
Really? You see your backer?
In general. I know that you know, we obviously need it. I don't like to be pitched at like that. And that's why my kids think I'm a walkover. That's why Karen says, stop it. Don't let the kids, don't negotiate with them.
Yeah.
Let me do the negotiating because I get myself in trouble because I'm a yes dad.
Yes.
Right? Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a yes dad.
Hi, I'm Sherwin and I'm also a yes dad.
Yes! Sherwin, thank heavens. We should start a club, buddy. We need a club.
Struggle is real.
Struggle is real.
Ryan, so I just wanted to know, where is all these guys that patented things for Verimark? Going back then, and people were buying the stuff, and then half the stuff don't even work, or you hardly use it.
Do you remember, Sherwin, watching TV ever, even on the weekend, you go and there's a channel for Verimark, or there's a channel for selling goods, and it would always be something that you never needed, or you never knew you needed, till you watched them. Then they got a grater that's built in with a knife set, that's built in with a lifetime warranty, and they cut through steel. This cuts through steel, hold on, and then there's normally like this kind of music. Hey everybody, my name is John. I'm a Michelin star chef. In my kitchen, I only use Shogun knives. Shogun knives are clinically proven to have Nikkei steel, the toughest steel in the world. Watch me cut through this military-grade tank. It slices through the most incredible missiles. And then I can slice and dice a chicken. It's as easy as that. And if you call the number on the screen right now, this Shogun set is yours for $199. $190 what? Let me take that back. The special offer is yours for 99 Rand. If you call the number on the screen now,
But wait, there's more. From the family that brought you the original Nikkei Shogun knife comes Shogun Mini, the mini knife you never knew you needed. Now also cutting through military-grade steel. T's and C's apply. Call this number now for a toll-free number. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, done. I'm this drool coming out my mouth. I'm like watching the TV going, I want a knife that can cut through a tank.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.